Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Audrey, I can't believe it. It is that time of year again. It is the middle of August. And before we know it, it's going to be October the 25th, the 22nd year for the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Tech 50 Awards. I can't wait.
And Jonathan has been to every single one.
Every single one, man. It's a great track record.
It's a great night. It's just a great night to celebrate, to have a chance to connect with all the different companies that are building the future.
Exactly.
And always discover, like, a little bit more about what they're working
on. I know.
So that's really cool.
That's the fun part.
And I love how we do sort of the storytelling around them,
which is all about.
Which is also a lot of fun. So it's really just a great, great night.
Yeah. And in case our listeners don't know, the Tech 50 Awards, we do this every single fall, and we honor the 50 fastest growing, most innovative tech companies in southwestern Pennsylvania. I mean, it's really, I call it like the biggest night in technology. Really, it is. I mean, we have almost 800 people show up for this thing at the Wyndham. It's a sold out event every single year. It's a celebration of the industry, but also of the men and the women that are building these awesome companies and really just putting their, hanging it out there, making things happen as far as it is. So we get pumped up because over between now and October, it's just us talking about Tech 50 24/7. As simple as that. And Audrey, Tech 50 does not happen without our partners and our sponsors.
Amazing.
I mean, every year, organizations step up to make this happen because we could never do this work alone. Simple as that. So Audrey, who are our sponsors we have so far this year that are signed?
Oh, you want me to start with our partner sponsors?
Yeah.
We have AT&T.
Okay.
Carnegie Mellon, CGI, Comcast Business, Highmark, K&L Gates, PNC, Uber, and University of Pittsburgh Innovation Institute.
Wow.
All of them care about the future.
They do.
And so that's why it's so cool to have them on our team.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned PNC.
I mentioned PNC.
A partner of the Pittsburgh Technology Council since day one. I'm going back to 1983 when the council was founded.
So crazy.
And we have a
But it was called, not, I didn't live here. What was it called?
PNB.
PNB.
Pittsburgh National Bank.
Right.
Pittsburgh National Bank.
Right. When did it change? We have Matthew George in the house.
That's a good question. It was in the 80s, I believe.
It was in the 80s? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's great to have you with us.
A Pittsburgh institution, and like I said, a partner with the Pittsburgh Technology Council literally since the beginning. And so, Matthew, first off, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here.
So what do you do with PNC Banking?
Well, I'm a senior vice president and director with PNC Wealth Management, and what wealth management does is we help our clients, and we help them with investment management, wealth strategy, trust and estate administration services, and private banking.
For sure.
And what we do is we kind of answer those questions, those financial questions that come up is, do I have enough for retirement? Am I going to pass
on? What we're all
on?
Thinking about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, am I going to be able to pass on enough money to my heirs or to the charities of my choosing?
Exactly.
And what's the best way to do that? So some of the things that we help with our clients.
For sure. Now, the technology industry, as you know, has been key to making Pittsburgh shine these days. And obviously, you're probably seeing a lot of clients coming from the tech industry these days. Is that true? Am I making a correct assumption there that you're seeing a lot of tech companies that are saying, I got some wealth I'm making here. I need to make sure it lasts. I need to pass it on.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a growth area in our region, and it's really what's going to drive us forward in the coming decades, hopefully. And I think we're seeing it now. Pittsburgh Tech Council has done amazing things to kind of stimulate that in the region and get some more visibility around that in the region. And I think PNC loves partnering with the Pittsburgh Tech Council and moving this initiative forward.
It's like bread and butter. That's all I can say. It just goes together. Simple as that.
Well, we're proud of PNC. I mean, the expansive role, not only that you've taken in the region, but your footprint is really quite amazing over these last, even the last like 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've grown. Our footprint has grown significantly. And And if you hear Bill Demchak speak recently, he's talking about our digital retail strategy.
Right.
Our digital retail strategy is really about getting national, is getting into the areas that we don't have retail branches. And even beyond that, we're looking into new markets to get with our corporate bank, Dallas, mm-hmm. Nashville, Minnesota, so different areas we haven't been in before. So it's an exciting time to be a part of PNC.
For sure. And you're always calling Pittsburgh home.
Absolutely. It's our headquarters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I know.
So tonight's show, we are going to be announcing the finalists throughout the show tonight. We've got a bunch of really cool categories tonight, really just showcasing the diversity of Pittsburgh's technology sector. And we have you, Matthew, to announce our first category for tonight, which I'm really excited about. And we're going to talk about some of the companies that are part of this category. As we all know, Pittsburgh is a manufacturing town. I mean, we were built on manufacturing, and we still manufacture today, despite all the great technology stuff that's going on. Tech and manufacturing are like, dare I say, bread and butter as well. They kind of just go together as far as that is. So maybe I can just tee this up and say, so tell us, Matthew.
Yeah, so I'm here to announce the finalists for the Innovative Year for Manufacturing, and I believe this is the first year that it's going to be called the Kurt J. Lesker III Award for Excellence.
Like the
is it the second year?
Second year.
It's our third year.
Third year.
It's,
okay.
Well, the third and the third.
Very
I like
apropos,
it.
Apropos.
Yeah, I love it.
So the Kurt J. Lesker, yeah. The third award. So the third year it's being called that. And actually, one of the finalists is Kurt J. Lesker Company.
That's fine.
Whoa. Okay.
Which is very exciting. They're doing great things in manufacturing. And then the other two finalists in this area are Interphase Materials and Watt Fuel Cell.
Interesting companies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first off, Kurt J. Lesker Company, it's their category. Okay. I wonder if they have an advantage on this one.
Well, there's quite a legacy with Kurt
there
J. Lesker. So,
right.
You know, they actually, Kurt J. Lesker III was one of the founders of the Tech Council as well. Very involved in public policy, very much passionate about what is advanced manufacturing, the next iteration.
Definitely.
And this is a family-run business that is global. And has really quite a powerful footprint.
Yep.
And so he passed away pretty suddenly, unfortunately, and then passed the baton to Kurt J. Lesker, IV, who rapidly got up to speed and is now, you know, running that company and still creating the vision of his great-grandfather.
Absolutely. We've got a couple minutes left. So real fast, Watt Fuel Cell, very cool company. I mean, these folks... digitally printing parts to make the CNC machine,
right? No,
the heat exchange,
right.
And it just blows my mind that they're actually being able, and they're working with people's gas.
Well, they actually
moved
from
cells.
New York to
right.
come here.
Exactly. So they can actually digitally print these fuel cells and bring the cost of them dramatically down and actually put them into people's homes to generate electricity from natural gas. That's just like you're bringing together manufacturing, you're bringing together advanced technology, you're bringing together energy. To me, that's just really exciting. It really shows you the different ways that Pittsburgh companies are working. And they're out there in Mount Pleasant, just a little bit outside of Pittsburgh. I love these guys. They get me excited. I think it's really cool stuff. And then Interphase Materials.
Well, Interphase Materials actually emanated out of the University of Pittsburgh. And I believe
yep.
he was like a senior, right?
Right.
Yeah, I believe so.
And decided,
yep.
I'm doing a company out of this.
Yeah,
and now he's a Tech 50 finalist.
Yeah, and in manufacturing, too, you don't typically see, usually when you see out of school, you see more digital IT,
no,
things like that. But
sure.
It's exciting to see what they're doing and just the impact that they're having.
Absolutely. So, Matthew George, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Absolutely.
For announcing this category. Like I said, we could not do it without PNC Bank.
Well, thank you for having me. And PNC is, as always, very excited to be part of the Pittsburgh Tech Council and the things that you guys
thank
are doing.
You. And, of course, go to PNC.com and check out all the great banking services that you guys have. I'm there all the time checking my money. What can I say? It's bookmarked. It absolutely
that's good to
is.
Hear.
And, of course, go to pghtech.org. We got a big old Tech 50 slider up there to learn all about what's happening on October the 25th, honoring the 50 fastest, coolest companies here in the Pittsburgh area. Just as simple as that. This is Jonathan Kirstening.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Once again, pghtech.org. Tech 50, October 25th, right around the corner. Oh, it's absolutely 100% true, Audrey. Tech 50, October the 25th. It'll be here before you know it. It'll be like Halloween will be in the air, fall, Christmas.
I know. He always like pushes out way faster than I want to think about it.
I know.
But you're supposed to be in the moment, smell the roses.
Okay. Well, in the moment, we are announcing the finalists for this year's Tech 50. And in case you just tuned in, Tech 50, the biggest night in technology here in southwestern Pennsylvania, where the Pittsburgh Tech Council honors the 50 fastest growing, most innovative technology companies. Go to pghtech.org and learn all about it. At the Wyndham, like 750, 800 people show up, Audrey. Just a
at
small
least,
little
yeah.
affair, small little
it's
affair.
A little crowd.
Yeah. And so, you know, we can't do this without our partners. We can't do it without our friends. And the University of Pittsburgh, hanging out with us for a very long time when it comes to doing this. We couldn't do it without them.
I know. Again,
absolutely.
Part of the legacy of the work that we
exactly.
did.
Exactly. And we have so, Jessica St. Clair here.
Hi,
Sinclair. I think I said St. Clair.
Sinclair, like the writer.
Sinclair, like the writer. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So anyhow, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us about what you do with Pitt.
So I work for the Innovation Institute. The Innovation Institute, I don't know if many people know, but...
Yeah, just tell us your story. We've had you on. We've had your team on the show before.
Exactly.
Great.
So we were
great.
Excited to see you, not the same old people we all
have. Oh, nice, nice. So the Innovation Institute's been around at Pitt since 2013, so we're going into our fifth year of bringing entrepreneurship and innovation to Pitt and helping to the researchers and students to... You know, foster their entrepreneurial ideas and you know, start new businesses and get new technologies out there. Mm-hmm. I actually work at the Institute for Entrepreneurial Excellence, which is part of the Innovation
right.
Institute. And we mainly help small businesses that don't necessarily have to have an affiliation with Pitt. So small businesses all throughout
it's a
Western
cool model.
Pennsylvania.
It's yeah. a really cool model.
Yeah. So we help them. We have a lot of no-cost services that we provide, consulting and educational programs, and really... I think we help over 1,000 businesses a year, something like that.
That's an amazing
yeah,
number.
That's yeah. a great number.
That's like 3 a day are coming through there.
Yeah,
like, we need your help.
Lot. It is a lot.
So what are some of the kind of problems that you help them solve?
My focus is to help people solve problems when they're thinking about commercializing a technology.
Ah.
So how do I prototype it? Or where do I go to get it manufactured?
Right.
Or I have an idea on a napkin. How can we make this a reality?
How many napkins have you seen?
I've seen the napkins. I've seen backs of papers.
Yeah. Is that cocktail sauce
yeah.
on there or is that ketchup?
A little bit of everything. So, you know, people like just sketching out their ideas
right.
or... You know, they come in, sometimes they're retired and an idea has been brewing for a little bit and now it's time for them to, you know, make it a reality.
Cool.
So,
do you ever have to break the news and say, no, I think that already exists?
So, yes, that does happen. So one of the things we always look at is competitors, you know,
right.
who's out there in the market and does somebody already make what you're making or are they already selling it?
I have an idea for a product.
Oh, nice.
It's a napkin that you can draw designs on for business
plans.
That's
awesome. Yeah. If it would wipe off
exactly.
and then you could, you know, redo like a dry erase napkin.
Nothing sticks to it, not even the ideas.
Right.
It's not a bad idea.
I like
right?
it.
Yeah. You're like a little entrepreneurial hand kit of some kind, right?
That's right. Hey, come down to Oakland. We're right on Forbes Avenue.
Right.
Come on in.
Well, that's what I love is that you have
the
that there.
Level.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so we're right on the street.
You can literally like walk in.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's better than going to the grocery store.
That's right. Yeah.
there's no lines, right? It's better than going to the grocery store. I love it. I love it. I love it. So we have some fun categories for mm-hmm. you to announce.
Nice.
Because, man, we got some great companies this year, and I can't wait for people to know about them. So mm-hmm. let's start with our first category. So what we got cooking tonight?
So the first category that I'm announcing is health IT. And...
Give us the list.
Okay.
Start off with a couple companies that are on the health IT. Who are the finalists this year, Jessica?
Okay. The finalists are Arcadia Healthcare Solutions,
mm-hmm.
Health Monitoring, MedRespond, Omnicell, Centact, and Teletracking Technologies.
That's a group of great companies right
it
there.
It is a group of great
Holy
companies.
Holy heck. This is what I'm talking about.
Really,
All right.
really cool stuff going on in Pittsburgh in the health technologies field. I mean, there's... All these companies that are looking at population health monitoring
right.
to help with the opioid crisis mm. and, you know, they're getting some investor funding and lots of money coming into the city. It's fantastic. Lots of job growth, which is something that, you know, we care about a lot in this area and
For sure.
what I do in particular.
It's the
so
small
it's
companies that create job growth.
Yes, absolutely.
People forget.
They are the engine, the economic
yeah,
engines.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
yep.
but it's the big companies that are just trying to optimize.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, it's fantastic and they're doing a lot of really cool things in that area.
Any companies near that stick out to you that you think are particularly kind of cool and interesting?
There's a couple. So the one that I was looking at in particular, I thought that you know, this Arcadia Healthcare Solutions, they raised $30 million this past year.
Just $30 million.
Awesome. A lot of money to do a lot of cool things to grow their business, you know, add more jobs and do those things that we think are important. One that I think is really important is what health monitoring is doing. Yeah. They have this population health monitoring epicenter service to look at the opioid addiction.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. That's really interesting.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely.
Jeez. I mean, it's almost kind of sad that we need a company that's doing that, but I really get excited when I see that there's a technology that's trying to address it and make things better.
Oh, absolutely. I think that that's so important, especially in our area. Unfortunately,
definitely.
But
yeah,
you know,
it's prevalent everywhere.
Doable. Yeah,
it really
absolutely,
is.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So they're doing awesome things. Even you know, teletracking technologies. So did you guys see about the Mission of Mercy had a dental clinic down at PPG Paints? Yeah, they were one of the founding.
They're the founding members.
Yeah,
I thought that was awesome. Like, not only are they doing good things in business, but they're doing great things for the community as well.
That's why they're such a cool company to work for.
So
right?
People don't know what that is. They are allowing. They actually have volunteer dentists for 2 days that help people who could be homeless. They could be people who can't afford dental care, and they do whatever it takes to sort of get them. Right.
I love that.
So can you imagine like walking? I don't know. I have bad teeth. But if I had an abscess and it wasn't addressed.
Yeah.
Oh, the pain.
The suffering you're going through.
Absolutely.
I mean, terrible all the way through. But that's the type of company teletracking is. They're thinking just beyond what they're doing, you know, for their customers. They're going out into the community as well, too, and putting on great things like the Mission of
Mercy.
And
they get like all their employees to participate.
Oh, I love it.
They get, it's
absolutely.
Really amazing.
So it's not just, you know, what they're doing for economic development, but just, you know, giving
for the community in general. Exactly.
Fantastic. Love it.
So we got another category that you're going to know because we have so many categories and we've got to get to them all.
That's great that you have to have so many categories
it
for
is.
Some
Isn't
businesses
it?
Doing
awesome
things.
I'm trying to prove to our listeners we have this awesome diversity of companies out here and we're not just relying on one sector.
That's right.
We got a bunch. So what's our next one there?
The next one is consulting and services.
Okay.
Right. So we have Axion Labs, Aspirant, CyberCrunch, DM Logic LLC, IQ Inc., Larson Design Group, Precision Business Solutions, SDLC Partners, and TrueFit.
That's a crowd of companies.
It is a crowd of companies.
Very cool. Yeah. We have a little bit of time before we go to break. Anyone's here that you pop out that you think are really interesting and kind of cool and fun?
So Axion Labs, I've actually been out to their office.
Oh,
did you go to their new one in Bridgeville?
Yes, the new one. And it is great. It's fantastic. They have a great view. I don't remember what floor they're on, but it's a nice view looking out from the office. And then the space is really modern and cool and nice office space. But, you know, they're growing, which is good. So,
they are growing.
You know,
they're hiring right
you
now.
Grow, you're hiring.
They are hiring.
It's fantastic. So that definitely... you know, stands out to me. And then CyberCrunch, I love recycling. Love to be able to, you know, take my stuff somewhere and you know, get it recycled.
And have it done properly. You know, it's going to be.
That's right.
Yeah,
they're not
going to
be taking my data. And, you know, especially for a lot of companies in the health
IT
sector and things like that that are using data that needs protected. So I think that's really awesome as well.
So, Jessica, thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
So people
thanks
learn,
for having me.
If people learn more about what you do and learn about the Innovation Institute and all that good stuff, where can they go and check you guys out?
So they can go to our website. So the website for the IEE is entrepreneur.pitt.edu. So they can go there and check us out and see all the things that we have going on right now.
And it's better than going to the grocery store.
That's right.
I love it, man. Fantastic. We're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more announcements of this year's finalists for the Tech 50 Awards happening October the 25th. Mark your calendar. It sells out so quickly. Just saying, pghtech.org. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
I tell you what, Audrey, I couldn't be happier because it's Friday night and not just Friday night. Not just Tech Vibe Radio on Friday night, but it's Tech Vibe Radio plus Friday plus
Tech 50.
You got it, man. You were reading my mind. It's so much fun.
Tech 50 finalists.
I mean, we've been announcing some great companies that are finalists this year. I cannot wait for October the 25th to happen because we're going to find out who wins.
Plus, it's a night of celebration.
It's a night of celebration because everyone's like pumped up. Everyone, we have an expo for everyone to kind of see the technologies that are happening,
which
and people are
cool,
mingling, hanging out. It's a good overall night. And as we said before, Audrey, we could not do Tech 50 if it were not for our sponsors. Like it literally takes the best and the brightest of Pittsburgh to pull this award off. And we have one of our sponsors with us right now. Who we got hanging out with us tonight?
Who do we have in the house?
Hi, I'm Dan Blau. I'm with Highmark, client manager for a small business, 2 to 50. This is an awesome event. I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Great.
This is my first year judging. It's such a unique opportunity to just kind of see how big the technological hub in Pittsburgh has actually become.
Definitely.
I know it's huge, but to do the research on these companies.
Any big surprises as you were kind of brought into this and you were part of the judging? I mean, what opened up your eyes the most?
Everything. You know, I went through all these companies. It's incredible to see what we're doing here with the AI, with the robotics, with all everything. I'm just so impressed by Pittsburgh, the great minds we have coming out of the universities here. It's just a wonderful opportunity to be a part of. And I'm very grateful.
We're so glad.
Very grateful.
Thank you.
And Highmark's been a partner with us literally forever on these awards. Mm-hmm. And so, like I said, really, without Highmark, we can't do Tech 50. So we're glad you're hanging out with us.
I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. This is fun. My first time on radio.
Yeah.
I'm very excited. I thank the person that kind of bequeathed this to me. She kind of moved on to a new position and asked me to be a part of it. It's been a seamless transition.
That's great.
I feel very welcomed by everybody. Yeah. So it's awesome. It's great.
Good deal.
That's great.
So let's announce some categories, man.
Sure.
What's your first one you're going to talk about tonight?
I have the innovative technologies.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So there's several companies that were part of this. The ones that we kind of looked at are the AquaSource Technology Group, Diamond Kinetics, Ethical Intruder, First Insight, Gray Matter, Jazz HR, PowerCast, Trademark Vision, and Voci Technologies.
A wide array in there.
Wide array.
Anything, surprise you when you went through this?
AquaSource really stuck out to me.
How's that? Yeah, give us some insight.
They're doing a lot of wastewater recycling with the fracking industry and the desalinization of salt water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're doing some cool things in Pittsburgh. They're opening their first plant in 2019. They're going to have the ability to clean over 4,000 barrels of water a day. Mm-hmm. And this actually ends up being a cheaper alternative than kind of burying this water in deep wells with the fracking industry.
Right. Or moving it.
Right.
And then they're also looking at the desalinization of salt water from the sea.
Yeah, but think about that. That changes the whole conversation about world and water.
As I was researching that, I learned less than 1% of the world's water is drinkable.
Right. That's crazy when you think about that.
The oceans are not drinkable.
Right.
There are 1 billion people in the world that face water scarcity daily.
That's a lot of people.
These stats that I was reading while looking at
this
company.
That is staggering. And they have a solution that they think they can apply towards that.
They have a solution they think they can apply. And the nice thing is they have byproducts that come from this water treatment.
Okay.
Such as drinking water, road salt, industrial salt that helps with develop plastics, fertilizer, soaps. And this helps subsidize the treatment process.
Interesting.
It's awesome. That really stuck out to me. It's doing good for people. It's doing good for the region. It's helping with the oil and gas industry. It's covering a lot of different bases. And I just thought it was a really cool kind of product, a really cool industry that they're working with.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, such a diverse category. Having a company like that up against a company, say, like who we have here, Ethical Intruder, they actually were a winner last year.
No, they were.
And they're a cybersecurity company. They actually hack people's sites. You know, they're paid to hack, and to have that company up against a desalination company.
It's a nice array of markets in there.
Definitely. Who else are you thinking out in there, Dan? That's sticking out for you that you think is a kind of a neat company.
This Jazz HR. Mm-hmm. So I work for Corporate America, but this is a company that's working on some recruiting solutions. They're particularly focusing on small and medium sized companies. They kind of have this process in place where they are able to help companies recruit top talent. It's one step process.
Particularly for small companies.
Particularly small companies. I mean, that's my focus in my career, small business. Right. You see the struggles that some small businesses have. They don't have full-scale HR departments. They don't have the manpower to kind of go through all these functions. And this product, this company, helps them from step one. They look at analytics and the skills of their top candidates. They look at compensation data. They help coordinate guided interviews, and it just consolidates the recruitment task. So there's no redundant work done. It's just all kind of in one place. It's great. And just to compare that to then back to AquaSource, it's crazy the array of companies.
Right, that's why
awesome.
I'm so excited. And these are all in Pittsburgh.
Right, it's all Pittsburgh.
It so much fun.
You know, I when I grew up, I grew up in a small town up north, and Pittsburgh was still the steel town. My grandparents were steel workers, things
okay.
like that.
Really?
Uh-huh. And you know, I came to school at Duquesne about 10 years ago, and that's just when this was starting to grow, and just to see everything. I can't be any more proud of the community
cool.
to be involved in.
So what's our next category?
Our next category is the life sciences.
All right.
So we have four different companies here. The first one's Aerial Precision Medicine. The second one's Chem Image. The third is Forest Devices, and the fourth is Philips.
Philips, mm-hmm. okay.
So kind of a wide array here, too.
Definitely.
Wanted to touch on the Aerial Precision. They're doing...
Yeah, I don't know about those guys. Fill me in a little bit.
They're looking at different digital health-type products to deliver precision medicine solutions to help with diagnosis, treating complex cases and diseases, things along those lines. They're using data to kind of map disease patterns to determine both underlying causes of disease and then to map out optimal treatment plans.
Huh.
And yeah, this is important to me. I work in healthcare, and we want to see these companies succeed because this helps with the patient base. This helps develop long-term care solutions just so people can get better and get better quick.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I love these companies because it's all about improving the quality of people's lives at the end of the day. What they're doing is making us live longer and have a better quality while we're doing that. So
it's got to be exciting for you in the insurance business to see this, right?
It's so exciting in the insurance business. I was happy that I got the life sciences piece because we do. We use a lot of different tools just like these companies are doing to help our member base, to help our patient base. We're an integrated delivery system, so we own our own health network as well. So it's great to see some of these different products, these medical devices. The company Forest Devices, they're primarily focused on stroke care. All of their team members have been affected indirectly by stroke, and they're in the process of developing a product that helps with early detection of stroke, the level of trauma. They're coordinating where people need to go, and I read a stat on their website actually that says this product can prevent 6,000 deaths and 300,000 hospital days per year.
That's what costs
money.
Right.
Yep.
So it helps.
I'm pumped that you're excited about
that. I'm great. I'm so
serious.
Excited.
I'm so pumped.
I could stay in here all day and talk if you need me to. Yeah, this is great. This is wonderful.
You've been recruited. You've been recruited.
You have been recruited.
I'm having fun. I'm so happy to have this opportunity. Now, working in the insurance business, I do get a lot of opportunity to meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
Be out on the road, but I've never gotten to do anything like this. So it's
that's exciting. Great. Well, we're glad to have you.
I think Dan should do the culture category as well too.
His
enthusiasm is pumping me up.
Okay.
So
I agree.
Do we have the list for you, Dan, to talk about the culture?
Do you have the list?
I don't think I have the list
in front of me.
He's looking at it right now. We're switching some paperwork up there. So tell us who are the finalists for the culture leader this year.
We have six companies that are the culture leader: the Excel for Apps, Net Health, Plus Consulting, Teletracking Technologies, Tier 1 Performance Solutions, and Virtual Clarity.
Aha!
And we looked at all these groups. All of them have a great culture.
Oh, yeah.
All of them are doing a lot for their employees. They're doing a lot for the community. They're building their company so people want to come to work and they want to have fun. They want to enjoy what they do. And what's more important than that? If you don't
got it.
So,
well, earlier on in the show, we were talking about Teletracking Technology
mm-hmm.
in the earlier segment where their culture is so important to them, and they do this thing called the Mission of Mercy. It happens every June where they provide it provides free dental care to people that are in need that can't afford it, or if they're homeless, whatever that may be.
I mean, they set up sort of like dental chairs
at PPG
dentists.
Paints Arena. They fill the whole arena with dentists. That's talk about setting a great culture where you can, you know, have your employees work towards that and help the community. I mean, it just seems like such a cool thing that a company does that. Fires me up.
And speaking to the dental care and what they're doing with this, I mean, it's wonderful because dental relates so heavily to your overall health. It's incredible. You can get first glimpses on diabetes, cancer, things like that. And to offer this service free of charge to the community, that speaks to the culture, that speaks to their mission, speaks to their vision that they want to help not just their employees, but the entire population of Pittsburgh as well.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Well, it's great to have you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
No, it's good stuff.
We appreciate your energy, your thoughtfulness.
I'm having fun.
All the great insight. Yeah. Because like I said, without Highmark, without you being here, Tech 50 doesn't happen, man.
We're so happy that we're always a part of this event. I mean, it's great. I feel that it's very prestigious, especially for how far Pittsburgh's come from the steel days, now the technology technology days. It's just wonderful. It's a great thing. It's a great thing to showcase these companies that are doing lots of things for the greater good. And I'm incredibly happy that you asked me to be a part of it.
Definitely. That's great. Dan, if people want to learn more about Highmark, where can they go and check you guys out?
www.highmarkbcbs.com. That's where we house all of our Find-A-Doc applications, our general information, things like that. And then they would then be referred to either like the sales teams if we're looking at new business. I'm a client manager. I work with retention. We work with a lot of great insurance brokers across the community. So for more information, either the website or and one of our broker partners throughout the city.
Perfect. That's it. Learn more about Tech 50, October the 25th. Go to pghtech.org.
You I like being miss it surrounded by these two highly energetic guys.
It's what happens, man.
Thank you.
Tech 50 sure. gets in your veins. It's like kind of crazy.
It does. It's great. I don't know.
We're taking a quick break. We're coming right back with the last categories for this year's Tech 50 happening October the 25th. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We'll be right back after this quick break. I can't believe it. At the end of another Tech Vibe Radio, where we got just three more categories to announce this year for the big Tech 50 Awards happening on October the 25th at the Wyndham, Audrey. I can't believe this. And I tell you what,
so great.
Earlier in the show, we talked about our main partners who are out here. Like Comcast is coming up with this figure in a second. But we have some other sponsors as well, too, that help make this happen. Who else is helping us out this year so far?
So we have the Showcase of Innovation and Reception sponsor, thanks to Bridge to Pittsburgh. Photo Booth sponsor, Open Arc. Dessert sponsor, Ethical Intruder. Supporting sponsor, Dynatrace, RIDC, Service Express, Synergy Staffing. Print sponsor, Heater. And video production sponsor, Skinny Tie Media.
Our guys from Skinny Tie, they always make the Tech 50. The videos are always so much fun to watch, and those are the guys behind the videos. We love working with them. So we have Comcast here with us. We have Stan Rich with us. Stan.
Hello.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's great for you. So what do you do at Comcast?
I am actually the senior director of sales for two teams here in Pittsburgh and also in Harrisburg.
Whoa. You got a lot of people working for you.
Yeah, we got a lot of partners to talk to and a lot of businesses knock on doors in the community. So it's been good so far.
Yeah. Well, Comcast has been a big partner of ours. I mean, forever and forever and forever. Mm-hmm. As I've been saying with all of our partners, we can't do without you.
Right.
We really can't. And every year you step up to do this with us, and we just can't thank you enough because, like you said,
gotcha. No, it's been our pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been our pleasure. Yeah. We like to support in any way we can, and this has been a good program for us.
And you guys empower business. Your tools and services make business happen these days. Tell us about some of the stuff that you guys have going on these days that businesses are taking advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. So our main asset is our fiber. So we're out there connecting local businesses to our fiber, anywhere from small business to mid-market to large enterprise. And we've been doing that for the last 10 years in the Pittsburgh market.
Definitely.
Since Ethernet has been around. So
what I've always noticed is you provide the tools that even the small guy can use. It's the same stuff that the big guy can use. It's just like, man.
Yeah. So data is in full need these days, right?
That's what I hear.
Yeah. So we can support the small business from anywhere from 10 megs all the way up to 100 gig.
100 gig. Yeah. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. That's some data being moved around right there at that point. So, and what's cool is, and you have every range in between that. So as you scale your business, you can stick with Comcast.
Absolutely. So, you know, as businesses grow and develop new innovative solutions, we're able to grow with them, and our products and support and services support that.
Absolutely. I think Audrey has like the 100 gig at her house, right?
I wish. I wish.
So we got some.
But I have Comcast.
You do. Mm-hmm. I know. You're always talking into your remote, telling it to like do stuff.
Yeah, I was the early adopter.
You were. Okay. Remember?
Okay. Yeah.
You were in that special program. You're like in a beta program.
Right.
And you were like, sign me up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Yep. The voice remote.
Yeah, like a year ago.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They didn't ask me. They just asked you. So I tell you, we got some great categories to announce. Yeah. And so, Stan, what's the first category you have for us tonight?
The first category I have is CEO.
Oh,
so Skycision, Brendan Carroll.
Yep.
Intervalla, Teresa Huber. Aerial Precision Medicine, Jessica Gibson. Gray Matter, Jim Gispelli.
Gillespie.
Oh,
very close. Right, very good. You got gotcha. I got your back, man. It's all good.
Interphase Materials, Noah Snyder, and IQ Inc., Barbara Van Kirk.
You got it, man. These are some seriously smart people here.
Without a doubt.
I don't know how they pick who wins, because I think they all get big winners for even being finalists, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. And it's all important people here in the community, too, right?
I tell you what, of them, that I mean, I can't speak highly of them, so many of these folks. So Barbara Van Kirk of IQ Inc., she's been growing that company for, I think, close to 25 years. They just moved office spaces about a year ago into Monroeville from Murraysville.
Okay.
And the variety of projects they work on, I mean, they help like eye surgeons with applications. I mean, you name it, and they're working on it. And she keeps growing it. They're hiring people. She's just an amazing woman. Fantastic. Doing great, great work here in Pittsburgh. And Audrey, you know Jim Gillespie. Great
man. Yeah, I mean, they have been around for like over 25 years.
Yep.
But they have made some acquisitions. They have sort of returned to their home like community here,
exactly.
Even though that they've been involved all around the world.
Exactly.
So it's really exciting to see them scale back up and have a presence here.
And there's two things I find really cool about this category, Stan. There's two things that really stand out. First, there's a mixture of young and old, as they say, experienced and less experienced CEOs, newer CEOs who have newer companies as opposed to the older companies. So like SkyCision is a newer company, been around for about 2 or 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then as they say, folks like Barbara Van Kirk, who's been building a company for 25 years, which I think is interesting to have that range of folks that are just doing it. Obviously super smart, but they're just getting into it. And the folks that have been doing it day in and day out. Plus, we've got a bunch of women on the list this year, Audrey.
Yes, we do.
I think that's great. Because we really wanted to be able to show that, like, there's this cross-section going on here.
Well, there's a lot of people that are, you know, building companies, and it takes all kinds.
Exactly.
So it's really great to celebrate people who haven't had a chance at that, but they've been doing things for a long time.
Right. Exactly.
So it's very exciting.
I can't wait to find out on October the 25th who's the winner. Right. And I know Stan's going to be hanging out with us that night.
I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stan, what's your next category that you got?
Next category is startups. So first up.
Ooh, this is wait, back up. This is probably the best category going as far as I'm concerned, because this is like the future of what's going on in Pittsburgh, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
First up is 412 Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Blast Point, Karagogi.
You got it, man. Right. You're tight. You got it.
Flexible, Hybersense Inc., Platypus PPC, and Risk Call LLC.
Yeah. Oh, man. I could probably read a riot act on all these companies doing such great stuff. What stands out to me is they're all doing different crazy stuff.
Yeah. They're in the communities and definitely involved in many different segments across the board here. So exciting.
Yeah.
For Pittsburgh.
I mean, Audrey, what do you think about companies like Flexible that are out there trying to find a way to provide childcare for people?
What's really interesting about Flexible is that they are trying to provide childcare in a nimble way.
Yep.
And in a way that is not just embraced in the workplace in perpetuity, which they'd like to do that as well, but also if there's a snow day, if there's days that schools aren't covered, if something if something comes up and they're not able to get that kind of support. So it's an interesting model, and they're trying to do that in a way that doesn't look like the way childcare has been done in the past. So, and their parents, they get it. You know, and they understand their customer. We had them at Tech 50, so last year.
Yeah, they set up.
They could set up and come.
We had a couple young ones at Tech 50.
Yeah, it was new.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, like our kids could have come. And they just set up a room. And, so it's really interesting. And the issue of childcare is just something that's really a big deal.
Absolutely.
And, very important.
And it's very important.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Audrey, Karagogi was just on the show a few weeks ago.
Yes, they were.
Totally changing how you find care for senior citizens these days. I mean,
that's a
big deal.
Yeah.
And to be
the
able
big
to...
gap in the market there is not just the expense of care, like you do with child care, it's even more expensive, but it's also finding, partnering people up who could provide support.
Exactly.
Long-term or interim. Hmm. And maybe not, and they could be your friends and you just don't even know it.
Right.
That people who could help out, so they created this, which is another fascinating. It's all about the democratization of information.
Absolutely.
And that's what people are just finding these new opportunities
for.
And with startups, it's they're looking for the niche market.
Yeah,
too.
They're trying to find their customer base. Right?
And the one thing all these companies have in common, there's one fiber that runs throughout these companies is they need great connectivity. So right. I'm going to tell them all, hang out with our friends at Comcast here because right. they can give you what you need as far as that goes.
We look forward to speaking with them.
Absolutely. So Stan, thanks for helping us announce these finalists. I mean, we're so excited this year to be announcing these companies, but we still have one category left. And this is brand new. And I've been thinking about this category for a while. Because, you know, Pittsburgh is really being known for its AI, its artificial intelligence, and its robotics. I mean, that's what's really, we're getting our international exposure from that. So, the smart minds behind Tech 50 said, we're making a category for it this year. And Audrey, you get to announce it.
So, for artificial intelligence and robotics,
yes.
AdRich, Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing, also known as ARM, Aurora Innovation, Bossa Nova, Petchem, and Rapid Flow Technologies.
Man.
Great group.
Heavy hitters.
Great group.
In there too.
Yeah. All of them have had some really great investment. You also have the Advanced Robotics for Manufacturing, which provides a lot of support for the robotics and industry and the up and coming ideas that are coming out of the universities.
Yep, and helping manufacturers put robotic technologies into their operations as well, too, mm-hmm. which is so
cool. Well, I think the other thing that's fascinating is that Carnegie Mellon will have their first undergraduate class in artificial intelligence. It will be a degree, and the class comes in September.
We should have them stop out in Tech 50.
We should invite
the whole class out. We probably wouldn't have enough chicken dinners to go around for that, would we?
I don't think we're having chicken
dinners. Maybe next year. We're not.
No.
Oh, come on, man. It's not an award ceremony without a good rubber chicken dinner, right?
Monica always makes sure that we have good food.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I don't know. I cannot wait. What cool companies, Audrey. I don't know. Cool companies, cool sponsors, great partners all the way around.
It's a great list.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So October the 25th. I'm going to be hanging out with Stan. We're going to be rooting on the startups this year because we got a great number. It's the AI robotics company. It's a life sciences company. A CEO of the year is going to be named. A culture leader is going to be named. Too many categories. If you go to pghtech.org, we've got information on all these companies. I encourage you to go there, nerd out on it, learn about it. Better yet, sign up for the event. Limited opportunity. There's only like 750 seats, and they fill up every year. It's a packed event. So pghtech.org, Tech 50, October the 25th at the Wyndham. As I said in the beginning of the show, Audrey, it's the best time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I love it, man. It's Tech 50 season. It's officially begun tonight. So anyhow, another show under the belt, Audrey. Once again, people want to learn more about us, pghtech.org. And of course, Comcast, where's the best place for people to go and learn all about your awesome solutions?
Comcast.com.
Just that simple, man.
That's straightforward.
That's why I like big companies like yours. You don't mess around with URLs at all. You know, it's none of this like get Comcast at something. It's like, nope, Comcast. Exactly right.
No, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks again. Stan. You guys are the best. Anyhow, this has been Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council, helping tech companies succeed since 1983. Yes, indeed, our 35th year. Think about that all weekend long. We will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.